This is Daguerreotype, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. This is flyer number 502, entitled My Disastrous First Face-to-Face Confrontation with a Bunch of University Feminists. Description. This flyer describes my disastrous first face-to-face confrontation with a bunch of university feminists who held a panel discussion on how to encourage more young women to study STEM fields. In question time, I said I was a masculist and that masculist attitudes towards women not stemming up was the masculist stick in contrast to the feminist carrot in motivating women to stem up. I didn't get even a minute to speak before the chairwoman cut me off and asked for another question. I was so outraged by the monoconscious bigotry of this woman that I exploded in rage at her, as this flyer shows. Now the flyer itself. Just a minute. My disastrous first face-to-face confrontation with a bunch of university feminists by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. Email profhugodaguerreotype@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotype.wordpress.com. Now that the COVID crisis is waning and things are opening up, including university talks, I decided to attend a university feminist panel discussion on how to encourage young women to study STEM majors. It was my intention to give the panel and the audience a quick one-minute summary of the main masculist ideas and to point out to them that there are two broad approaches to persuading women to STEM up, namely the carrot approach of the feminists and the stick approach of the masculists, arguing that the stick approach is far more effective in motivating young women to stem up through fear of not getting a man if they don't, at least a quality man, the type of man they really want to mate with. But I didn't get a chance to say anywhere near even the above because I was cut off within a minute by the chairwoman. The very short dialogue between her and me went roughly as follows. After an hour of six panelists and the chairwoman discussing ways on how more young women can get into STEM and not suffer from the phenomenon of the leaky pipeline, that is, the greater the number of years involved in becoming STEM qualified, the higher is the proportion of women who drop out. It was time for questions. The audience was asked if there were any questions and to raise your hand if you had one. I raised my hand halfway, which was picked up, so I was given the mic. I started saying that I was a masculist and the masculist attitude to women becoming career competent was particularly relevant to what the panel wanted, that is, promoting a STEM education amongst the women. I mentioned that the feminist approach was the carrot and the masculist approach was the stick. The chairwoman then asked me what my question was. I said I wanted to give a one-minute crash course on masculist ideas to explain why the masculists will be very effective at pushing women to STEM up. The chairwoman then said, "This is a feminist panel," and asked for another question. At this, I exploded, strongly raising my voice in a very loud, angry, hateful manner, saying, "This is sexist hypocrisy." She then said, "Leave the room." Since I didn't want to be arrested or manhandled by some beefy male security guard, I started leaving. "Okay, I'm leaving, but I'm very, very angry. You women don't give a shit about men." As I was walking past the left side of the audience, some guy said to me, quote, "A lot of men in this room agree with her," to which I replied loud enough for everyone to hear, "Of course you do. You're male feminists. You know nothing about masculism," and left the room. This happened less than 3 hours ago as I write this, so the adrenaline is still pumping through my system. I was so angered at the sexist hypocrisy and closed-minded bigotry of the chairwoman, who was not prepared to listen even for a few minutes to what I had to say as a masculist and how masculist ideas would impact heavily on women's career consciousness, as masculists put powerful moral pressure on young women to fip up or be severely punished by men by not getting one. I felt an unconscious prejudice on her part, which is not surprising, since all her young life, in brackets, she was probably a generation younger than I was, she has been pumped full of feminist rhetoric that gender oppression is a one-way street, and that it is men who are the oppressors and women who are the victims. I didn't get a chance to say any of this. I was cut off within a minute of talking. I was so outraged that I totally lost it and vented my considerable dominant male anger and hatred at her bigotry as I left. So I hope I left some kind of impression, namely that there is such a thing as masculism, since I did mention the term several times before being cut down. And the other message I hope that really got across is how angry and hateful men are becoming at feminazis who refuse to listen to what men have to say. So, I'm wondering what I should do next. Obviously, I'll keep making maskless flyers, as I've been doing for years, over 500 of them. I'll probably keep going to feminist talks to try sowing the seed of maskless ideas in their minds, hoping that sooner or later some journalist in the audience gets curious enough to know what this masculism is and ask me for an interview so that I get an opportunity to present the full maskless case to that journalist so that maskless ideas can be spread to the masses. I'm debating whether to petition the state government to establish a committee in the state parliament that consists half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are treated equally, which is far from being the case today, with the deeply unconscious biased prejudice of the monoconscious feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street. These monoconscious feminazis are so angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, and are so totally ignorant of how women oppress men, and in fact far worse than vice versa, that they feel they have the right to be openly, publicly misandrist towards men. I felt I was utterly dismissed by this misandrist bitch. I could have given her and the panel a powerful new ideological weapon to scare women, that's the masculine stick, into fipping up, stemming up, or be severely punished by men by not getting one, since masculists are abolitionists, seeing fluffydom as manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, and hence hated and a war issue. The masculists are at war against the fluffies and aim to wipe them out by totally ignoring them, forcing them to fip up or rot on the shelf. This masculist stick message is hugely more influential than the feminist carrot approach, since a fluffy can afford to ignore the advice of the feminists who tell her that it is in her self-interest to get a STEM education, since when the divorce comes, she will be less likely to be poor, since she will have a STEM qualification under her belt and can make a decent living after the divorce. But a fluffy cannot ignore the advice of the masculist, since a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some stupid, ignorant, gullible, manslavable man who is prepared to be manslaved by her for decades of his life. The fluffies are terrified of the masculists, because the masculists and the MGTOWs are causing the supply of such gullible, manslavable men to dry up, as the masculist and MGTOW message gets out to millions of men, that marrying a fluffy, manslaving parasite is like playing Russian roulette with your life, since you will run a 1 in 4 chance of being financially massacred in a hated, fluffy feminist, hypocrite, genocider-dominated divorce court, which will financially crucify him and destroy his life. The masculists threaten to remove the livelihood of fluffies by persuading men not to have a relationship with fluffies, who masculists see as being immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, to be severely punished by men by not getting one, not even being pumped and dumped, so that their fluffy manslaving genes are removed from the gene pool. Fluffies are terrified of masculists. I would have liked to have said such things at that meeting to these academic feminist panelists, that the masker stick approach would be 10 times more effective at persuading young women to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up. Otherwise, they will be utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually, as millions of men become maskless and MGTOWs, as is now happening, as these two social political movements spread across the planet. But I did not get the opportunity to state such things, so the panel and the audience remained as ignorant of maskless ideas as when the meeting started. A pity. I hope I will have better luck next time, hoping that the chairwoman will not be so unconsciously biased, so monoconsciously bigoted, that she would not even give a maskless an opportunity to state his case. I think this kind of thing continues to happen. If this kind of thing continues to happen again and again, then obviously my hatred of such women will grow and grow and grow. There's a limit to men's patience with monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs. At least today, I got the message out that masculism exists and that maskless are full of anger and hatred at not being heard. This cannot continue. Men are hugely more aggressive and violent than women, with our 10 times greater testosterone levels in our blood. If the feminazis continue to refuse to listen to what the maskless have to say, then eventually it will cost them their heads. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 500 plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.